Joining us on Panthers Radio with Zionomics is Panthers head coach Corey Nielsen. Now, Corey, this morning we've unveiled Josh Schaller, a great goal scorer with the Indy Fuel. Is that his role with the Panthers as well?
Yeah, that's certainly what we're hoping for. You can teach a lot of things. I talked about it before, and defense and all that stuff. But speed and goal scoring are two things that are really unique skills. And Josh is lights out inside the top of the circles. Anywhere around the net, get him the puck, and it's going in. And that's certainly something that we needed to add, and hopefully he's going to bring.
Now, another young guy on the team, I think he's 25 or 26. That seems to be the mould of this year's team, a very young, very youthful squad. Was that important to you this offseason?
It was very important. I think over the years, it's been alluded to in the media that it's kind of been a place where guys come with great resumes to retire, and that's okay. And we've proven with certain guys like that, we've been able to raise our games, especially for championship quality games and the big games and the Christmas games and cup games and all these things. And obviously we've had a tremendous amount of success in those events. And now we want guys who are young and hungry to perform every single night. I said it at the start of the year, we were laser focused on putting a team together that would win a league championship. And this is another one of those guys who I think is really happy to come to the Panthers, is happy to start his European career, but has aspirations outside of the UK and, to make big money in one of these leagues. So Josh is a guy who I've done a lot of due diligence on, just like all the other players. I've spoken to every single coach he's had in the U.S., in the East Coast League, and they say the same thing. He's not a burner. He's not fast, but he's sneaky quick. We already have a lot of speed, but we needed this piece, this goal scoring. I know he's motivated. I spoke to his personal trainer, in fact, is Brock Wilson, who played in the past, and he said he's a absolute dynamite, lovely kid and a hard worker, and those are the kind of kids we want.
Now, the roster's almost complete. Looking back on the off-season, are you happy with it so far?
I am. I certainly am. I've put a lot of work into this, and my staff's put a lot of work into this. We all have. It was a direction we really wanted to go in. Almost impossible. I think there's 13, new imports we were targeting, and this mold is not easy. Finding guys who still like 25 years old, some of them still have dreams to obviously play in the AHL, play in the NHL, and to secure these types of signatures at this stage in their young careers, and watching guys who are on basically an up curve in their career is something that we wanted. And it was hard, but a lot of selling, a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of planning. I'm thrilled. I figured let's put the work in now. Maybe I won't have a great summer of sleep or fun, but the season will be a lot better, and I won't pull whatever hair I have out left.
Thank you very much, Corey.
Thank you.